The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach John Fox, the coaching staff and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by Comcast, North Shore University Health System, PNC, and Miller Lite. Now, from Hallis Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And a pleasant good evening, everybody, from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall here in Lake Forest. Another edition of the Bears Coaches Show. Pleased you've joined us tonight for an hour of football conversation. Good evening, John. How are you?
Doing good, Jeff. How
you doing? You're doing good, but man, so much going on. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I'd say we've had our share of bad breaks, but hey, nobody comes rescues you. You just got to keep plugging along.
You use that a lot, don't you?
I have this year.
I mentioned this to somebody at the game yesterday, too, because you do use a lot of the same phrases to explain things. It simplifies everything. And like when you say it's only fun when you win, I mean, that there's so much truth in that simplicity of that statement. And the same with the no one rescues you. I mean, if players keep hearing that, they got to realize, hey, it's true. It's true to the core.
Well, our guys understand it. You know, I think, the one thing you can't take away is our guys' effort. And, you know, we went into New York and our guys fought them tooth and nail. I know we came up short and nobody likes that. It stings our guys and, you know, they're the ones out there getting banged around. So they get it. I think we've got a good core of guys that they believe in the way we're doing things, and we'll lean on those guys and that leadership moving forward.
All right, you used the term banged around, and they did. There were a lot of guys banged up too. So late word this afternoon, Jay Cutler may have a shoulder issue from the game. I know he got sacked four times in the fourth quarter. He had that second snap of the game when he got turfed. He actually petitioned for the call that you got on that one, but. What's the status? What's the situation? Is this something to be concerned about?
Well, I mean, he finished the game, and like all of our players, when that's the case, we didn't practice today. We don't practice tomorrow. They have a player's day off. We form back up on Wednesday, and we'll have a pretty good idea and issue our injury report on Wednesday.
All right. There were other injuries, though, that you did discuss today in detail. Let's start with Leonard Floyd, because we talked about it immediately after the game with Tom and I, with you in our interview. There's so much concern with something like that. It seems like you have to lean towards doing things exactly, the doctors do, exactly the way they did it, because you don't know.
Well, for sure. You know, I think one of the encouraging things was when, Leonard went down, obviously it was a scary type of hit and, one that can be very, very, very serious. And, the doctors do take the precautionary approach and brought the board out. We're very, very cautious with him. We got him to the hospital. He was in the hospital in New Jersey. And he did make our charter flight back, and a lot of people in New York or New Jersey were very helpful in that. But thank God it was nothing super serious. Right now I think he's been diagnosed with a sprained neck, and he's in the concussion protocol.
All right, so very good news. That's big. The worst news, Zach Miller, broken foot. After watching the tape, I know he got stepped on. Did he get stepped on his left and then broke the right? Or, I mean, what was it? And how the guys reacted to him, from what I understand, was just sincere concern for the man because of how good a guy he is. You can't find a better guy in a locker room.
No, he's a great teammate and got a lot of respect in our locker room and it has in our tenure here for sure. So, guys were obviously disappointed for him. He was, very disappointed himself. He knew exactly what it was. He had the same thing that happened to him before in his career on his other foot. So really, they took him for x-rays and the medical people did their thing. But, I mean, he knew right away. I think he was involved in a pass protection where he actually stepped on the side of the guy's foot and it rolled and snapped. And he knew exactly what it was and he was correct.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, he was on his way to a big game. And two tight ends prior to our game with them were tearing him up, 193 yards in receiving, and he was having a great game. And the underrated part of the game we're going to bring up a little bit later, his blocking, because he's becoming a very good, important blocker in the run game in those three tight end packages yesterday. Jarrell Freeman, another PED situation. He says from a prescription that he took. Same verse, different day, though, regarding Alshon and Jarrell. They know. Every player knows. We heard all the players today. Tracy Porter, Charles Leno, supportive of both players, but players know.
Yeah, I think, when you get right down to it, you have to be extremely careful, and you understand the policies in the league and, when they get tested. And you just got to be careful, and, the league makes you be responsible for everything you put in your body. So they are pretty stringent rules, but that did happen to two guys that we definitely miss, and they will be back, and we'll welcome them back when they after they serve their suspension.
So, I mean, you've coached a long time. So basically yesterday with the injuries, and now you lost five players in one game.
Yeah.
Starters.
Well, I think, yeah.
Starters.
I mean, yeah, it bites, and it's not easy to recover come. But like I keep telling you, I mean, it's not.
Don't say come rescue me.
No. They're not going to cancel the rest of the season. Call it what you want. We have to keep marching, and our guys understand that, and they will.
So opportunity again. So Nick Kwiatkowski is a potential a replacement for Jarrell Freeman here. Christian Jones has moved back to the inside during the season, so I'm sure these are options for you. But, these guys at this point now, especially the way the league is now with concussion protocol, every player should show up ready to start on day one of every week. I don't care where you are on the roster at this point. And in this rash of injuries that we've not seen quite like this in a while, you say, in 20-some years, that's no more just lip service. They actually have to believe it.
Well, you're one play away from being the starter, on any given Sunday. And I think, in your preparation, guys have to do it. You can't rep every single guy on the depth chart, in the primary reps to get ready. But, it is pro football, and these guys are professionals regardless of, where they are in their career, whether they're rookies, second, third, or even double-digit veterans. You have to be ready. And that's proved to be really true for us this season.
Do you worry about morale? It's only human nature.
I think, again, when you have really strong character and, you do believe in the idea of, tough times don't last, tough people do. And, I think it builds you. It builds your character, your football character. And, I see that in our team, just with their willingness to put it out there every Sunday. And I don't think that'll change.
We're going to get into the game a little bit as well. There were some good things done in that game, obviously, and a play or two here. Again, you go back to, specifics. We can do it all day long, but those who make the play, you guys just didn't quite make the play.
Well, exactly. I think there was opportunities, just like there's been opportunities in the season thus far. It comes down in some of these close games where it's, four or five plays, and if you're on the wrong side of that, you typically lose a close game. If you're on the right side of that, you typically win a close game.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Snap, Cutler, fake to Langford, stands in the pocket, throwing, end zone pass is caught. Zach Miller, touchdown! One heck of a grab and very tight coverage. Everything worked well on that play, from the play fake to the throw.
And Zach Miller, the Xfinity player of the game, brought to you by Xfinity. And yesterday's loss to the Giants, two big plays, one down the middle of the field was also big, and the blocking, significant in sparking that run game. Welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show with John Fox. Let's talk about how he's developed and how he developed over the course of this season as a run blocker and leading the way at that tight end position on many different uses. Really impressive.
Yeah, I think, Zach was really, we were just getting to know him a year ago, and, he'd had some injuries earlier in his career, actually identical to the one he got yesterday. But he'd overcome that. He stayed healthy all season, had a great year for us a year ago, came in to camp this year in really good shape, and he's really had an outstanding season. It was very, very unfortunate to see him get hurt, and he was having a great day. That was a great throw and catch. Jay made a great throw, and Zach made a great ran a great route, and Jay put it on the money. It was a big play.
Those three tight end packages were working good yesterday with Broniker and Logan Paulson.
Yeah, I think it was a package that the offensive staff had put together. One we felt that was going to have some good matchups for us. And, you know, that hurt really in the second half quite a bit when Zach was hurt. And we really took us out of that because we only have three tight ends up for the game.
Are you of the opinion that you can never have enough good quality offensive linemen? Because now the injuries that have affected this group, you know, several weeks in succession, it seems. But to have guys that you know you can count on, I know it's hard to do and hard to develop that kind of depth, but do you think you're in that direction right now?
Well, I think, you know, healthy, you go all the way back to Ronis Grassou, you know, who was, a third-round pick, and, you know, he was our starter. We lost him all the way back, in FanFest at Soldier Field. And it's kind of snowballed. You know, I think you get, we go out and sign Josh Sitton, who, had been a Pro Bowler in his career, to lose him on game day and, you know, come into the game without, you know, Kyle Long, another, you know, guy that's kind of a staple guy. It's those are hard to overcome when you lose two Pro Bowl guards. But the guy stepped in. I think Ted Larson did a good job. Eric Kush came in after Josh Sitton went down, and, you know, both those guys, they started a guard when we beat Minnesota here at Soldier Field. So, we're starting to build some depth. Unfortunately, it's, after them, it gets a little thinner.
Yeah. And the tackles yesterday had their hands full. You knew they were going to.
Yeah, we went into the game without Robert Massey as our starting right tackle. And, Mike Adams had stepped in, the week before when Bobby got hurt. You go against a guy like JPP. I mean, it can be a long day, and it kind of was.
Yeah, I think the underrated aspect of his game is his ability to power right down the middle of your chest and still convert that speed to power and still threaten that edge like he does, even with the hand situation. He was impressive.
Well, that's where the run game helps you. You know, it's keeping guys off guard. We were able to establish that pretty well, in the first half. And even, the play that you described to Zach, I mean, it was play action. And once, you have that run fake, you have to threat a run, that does slow down the pass rush. And, that slowly dwindled in the second half.
Adrian Amos kicking himself.
Yeah, I think it was a couple bounces. I think
Bellamy.
Yeah, with the fumbled punt return play. Would have been a big opportunity for us. And also, stopping a scoring threat, if we were able to hang on to that ball. But, again, that's how this game works. I think our guys did fight hard to keep it close. And, we were in the ball game. And, we score a touchdown there. And that final drive, it could be a different tune right now.
For someone who doesn't know, you play defensive back. A tight spiral, is it easier to catch in that situation than a wobbler? Because that was a wobbly ball.
I think you just got to find ways to come down to it. It's like asking a receiver, what kind of pass. Some guys throw an easier catch type of ball. But, again, you don't get many opportunities. You got to take advantage of it.
We're at John Fox here on the Bears Coaches Show. Coming up in, after the top of the hour, we'll talk to offensive line coach Dave Magazoo. Also, want to talk about Kyle Fuller because he's eligible to come off the injured reserve list. But you got to evaluate the situation. It's not a guarantee. But you only get one. So with all the guys that are on there and Kevin White potentially being available later in the year, it was brought up today. So he can start being looked at now, right?
This week? I think, he's eligible to come back. We'll get a chance. He's been working with the trainers and going through the normal rehab and looking at him, not practicing football and not playing the game even in practice. So we'll get that opportunity to take a look this week if it presents itself.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We're in a slump where we have the injury bug, and now we lose two key guys because of a banned substance. So it definitely is frustrating. It hurts us. But like I said, we're not going to turn our backs on those guys. I mean,
that is Tracy Porter, Bears cornerback, at the podium today here at Hallis Hall, meeting the media. Charles Leno Jr. also taking the time to talk about these things, positive attitudes from veteran players. That's what we heard today.
Yeah, I think, obviously there's disappointment. You prefer to have those guys than not have them. But people do make mistakes. And so, like any good teammate, I'm sure both Charles and Tracy, they were speaking from the heart. Disappointed that it could be gone for 4 weeks, but we'll welcome them back with open arms when they finish serving their suspension.
Honestly, because you don't think about these things, but this is a workplace. So Jarrell Freeman is told, and when he comes to you man to man, what's that like?
Well, I mean, it's, being a father, I have three older sons. Like any time your son would come to you after making a mistake, you're not happy about it. You're going to have some kind of discipline, but you still love them. And so much like that relationship, I think, is what you build in a building like this in a National Football League, disappointment, but yet still supportive.
I don't know how much quiet time you have because you like to talk. You like to go around. You're a talker. You like to tell. But I mean, when you're in your office having some quiet time, other than just doing work, what is going through your head right now, given this scenario, everything that's going on this season?
I think it's really in life you're either dealing with two things: adversity or prosperity. They're both not easy to deal with. I think right now the adversity's there. There's no doubt, but. Having been in both positions before, where you've run off 11 straight wins is even dealing with that's hard.
Why?
Just because people, even in success, sometimes can be more problematic than adversity. And I've explained to our team that we're going to experience both. Right now, we're on the adversity side. But there'll be a day where we'll figure it out that it's going to be just as hard to deal with prosperity, and that day will happen.
Yeah, feel like punching a wall, kicking a can, losing your temper?
If I thought it would help our situation, I might, but, I really try to control what I can control.
That's John Fox, Bears head coach. Let's talk about C.J. Wilson, because he was brought in, and, he's bounced around the National Football League. It's not like he's some rookie out there, so he knows how to play football, and he did a nice job in there.
Well, he's a veteran. He's got good instincts. He's a pro. He worked very hard with Jay Rogers, our D-line coach, all week, getting up to speed on what we're doing. And, I thought he had a good afternoon for the number of reps he played. You can tell he's a pro.
Jordan Howard, passing game, targeted 8 times, 1 catch for a variety of reasons, some legitimate drops. How do you monitor that so he doesn't lose confidence in the passing game? Because he's clearly capable of making big plays in the passing game and has already this year.
Yeah, I think, a couple of those were just trying to run before you caught it. And I think it's just patience. And, with all those experiences, he was the check down in a couple of those situations. And they were going to be kind of tight plays to catch and run. He just started to run before he caught it.
Marquise, obviously, he gave you 46, 40, 50-yard plays a year ago, big play yesterday. He also had another opportunity, could have had maybe, but that big play presence is something that's missing a little bit right now. So that's a good sign, right?
Yeah, I think, right now, without a couple of key guys, and the ability to get Marquise back, was obviously helpful. And I think he'll continue to grow. He hasn't played in a while, just coming off a pup and, his first game back. So, we're looking forward to working with him and, just honing in on his skills.
Titans, what do you know?
Well, they've been, a very physical team. I think they're pretty split, on both sides. They're pretty equal as far as offense, defense. I think they're top 10 on offense. And, I think they're right around 20 on defense. So, very capable team. I think they starts with Marcus Mariota. Obviously a guy they've invested a lot in. He's got good athletic skills as far as avoiding the rush. And he's got great presence and a very strong leader. So, and they're able to run the ball. They got a pretty good tandem back there as far as running backs. They've invested some currency there with both free agent and Murray, and as well as Henry. That was a pretty high pick in the draft. So, they're running the ball very efficiently, and their play action game can get big plays.
Much like the Giants, they're pretty stout against the run too. What's Dick LeBeau doing these days?
Well,
can you believe he's still coaching?
Oh yeah, no, he's the best. Actually, my dad and him were high school rivals in Ohio, so I've known Dick for a long time, and wonderful guy, wonderful coach, and he does a great job wherever he is.
Tell me that story.
Well, my dad played at a little school in Ohio called Marysville, and Dick played at London High School, so they were big high school rivals.
Great player. People don't know that who are not from that era, but he was a great, great player as well. What a coach. All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the time once again, and we'll talk to you down the road this week.
All right. Thank you,
John. That's Bears head coach John Fox. Coming up next, Dave Magazu, the Bears offensive line coach, joins us.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox, and this hour featuring offensive line coach Dave Magazu. Brought to you by Verizon, North Shore University Health System, United Airlines, and Miller Lite. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Yeah, you just got to stick tighter. You know, when things are not going, of course, that's when you got to stick like glue. You know, guys got to get closer together.
That's Charles Leno Jr. earlier today here at Hallis Hall meeting the media after the Bears lost to the Giants, and news that some injuries and a suspension for Jarrell Freeman have hit the franchise, and more little holes to dig out of. Big Dave. Dave Magazine joining us. He has it right. You know him. He says morale will be fine. You got to just stick together.
Hey, it's the next guy up. I mean, it's not magical. It's the next guy up has got to play, and he's got to contribute and hopefully play well.
Coaching staff has his hands full, though. You've had your hands full.
Yeah. I mean, I think it doesn't matter whether you're winning every game, losing, or whatever, injuries happen, and you just move on.
And really, for you, 2 years in a row, it's like right before the regular season, big changes. A year ago, Kyle Long at right tackle. This year, Josh Sitton comes in. You move Cody Whitehair to center. I'm sure you embrace these challenges, but once in a while, you like to, okay, here are my five guys. They're going to play all 16 games, and we're going to win a lot of games. That would be nice.
Yeah,
that
would be nice. I can't remember the last time. I mean, I've had that opportunity in the past, and it makes life a lot easier, but that's very, very rare. I mean, you can look around the league, and everybody's missing guys, and it's, you know, you just deal with it and move on.
Yeah, when it does happen, though, it is magical, and usually it's equated with success.
Yeah, I think if you can keep five guys together for 16 games, they're going to work well together, and communication's a lot easier, and just playing off of each other is a lot easier. But hey, that's why you have extra guys on the team, and like I said, they have to step up and play.
And they had to yesterday again. Josh Sitton re-injured that ankle of his. Those are tough ones, but you know, Eric Cush, who's been playing here last few weeks on and off, has done a very nice job in there. Tell us about him, because I've met him many times in the locker room. Of course, he's got a big personality. Seems like a really smart and tough kid, though, at the same time.
He has his best qualities are all his intangibles. He's smart. He's tough. He likes playing football. He gets it. And, you know, he just needs a little bit more work and more experience. And he needs to grow his confidence level up a little bit. And you get in those tight situations, not panic, and just go play and have some fun with it.
Talk about a guy having fun with it is Cody Whitehair. He's really been impressive to me at that center position after having really never played it.
Well, I think Cody's really done a good job of stepping up, and he's another guy who's got a ton of ability, has stepped up, and has embraced the move to center. We've had conversations. He really enjoys playing the spot and loves playing the game of football, you know, no matter what position he plays, and he works at it. He's a student of the game, and you know, he's kind of, in my mind, a little bit of an unsung hero. You know, his plate's full, and he's embraced it and has done well with it.
Is it a long leap for a veteran offensive line coach to put that much on one kid when you said, you know, a lot's on his plate? Because I think it's, again, a human nature to say, oh, I hope, but there's no time for hope that he can handle everything on his plate, but he's doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't – you're trying to give them as much as they can handle, and he's done a great job of, you know, learning the system, understanding the plays, what we're trying to accomplish on each play. And even with him being a rookie, sometimes he tries to do a little too much, and, you know, and let's not press. Let's just stay with what you know and stay in that world and not try to make a big – play out of something you shouldn't be doing. And, you know, so he wants to do more than he's doing, and really got to just kind of hold him back a little bit from that aspect.
The Bears Coaches Show with offensive line coach Dave Magazoo and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
And welcome back to the program at 7:12 here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM with Dave Magazoo, the Bears offensive line coach. How much do you, as an assistant coach, I know John oversees the whole operation, obviously, and has to be mindful of every little detail and how players are right now, but how mindful do you also have to consider morale in your own room when you have scenarios like unfolding here this season? Forget about the losses for a minute, just the degradation of the roster with so many players going down, these two suspensions, and just how players feel about it. You have to be mindful of that, too?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because, you know, we're a big part of the offense and, you know, got to make sure everybody's buying in and they're excited to go out and play and to have some fun doing that. So, yeah, you got to try to stay on top of that. And the players have done an outstanding job in my mind of trying to stay focused at the task at hand, and that's win football games. And, you know, they've done a good job, and we just got to continue to execute and improve on executing details in the game plan.
Did you like that three tight end package yesterday? Because it was working really well before Zach had to leave the game.
Yeah, I think we tried to do a lot of different things with personnel groups and try to put ourselves in the best position leverage-wise to have success. And, yeah, and Zach going down, Zach's a really good player for us in both the run game and pass. Extremely smart, understands the game, and he's helped us out, and I'm sure we're going to miss him.
I know he has his position coach, but Tom Thayer and I have also commented many times about his improved blocking. Have you factored in that in any way with him?
No, Frank Smith has done a great job with those guys, and you know, they work with the tackles. We'll spend some time. Ben Wilkerson will take the tackles up, work with Frank with some of the combination blocks. And we have gotten better in that area, and hopefully we'll continue to do so.
How is Kyle Long handling this situation? Because I know he doesn't like watching games. He needs to be in there, and he needs to heal up, though. He's got multiple injuries. But where is he at? I have not spoken to him since that injury.
Well, I've talked to him today, and I think he's antsy. He's not a guy that likes to just sit around and watch. He likes to participate and be part of the Chicago Bears. And he'll be antsy, and, you know, he's going to be having surgery here pretty soon. So, you know, we'll keep him busy in his rehab.
What have you learned about Josh Sitton that maybe you didn't know before? Other than watching on tape, obviously.
Yeah. He's a funny character. Like I say to him all the time, for some reason, the guy makes me laugh.
Which you need right now.
You know, I need to get a smile on my face once in a while. But I think he's a very intelligent guy. He's got a ton of experience. Some things come easy for him. I wouldn't say he's the greatest technician in the world, but he's got a knack of putting himself in a position to have success on most blocks.
Mike Adams was a highly thought of player coming out of college. He had a back injury that was significant, but he's come here. He's got a lot of experience. What do you learn about him after yesterday's game against one of the premier pass rushers in football?
Well, I think Mike struggled a little bit at times yesterday, and you know, he just needs to continue to get the reps and continue to work and practice to clean up some of the details. When guys don't get a chance to play live in games, games are a lot different than practice. We like to say they're the same, but the intensity and being under the lights and call it pressure, call it whatever you want, is a little bit different. And I think there was a few moments in the game where panic struck in a little bit, and, you know, he abandoned technique at times, and, you know, and that's a little bit of just settling in and having confidence in your own ability.
Is that the first thing that goes, is technique? When
Absolutely. Yeah. You got that wide rusher coming out there, and you feel like he's going to just run by you because of the spacing. You know, they'll take technique and throw it right out the window. And then that makes the wheels fall off because you have no opportunity to win a one-on-one battle if fundamentally you're not sound.
Charles Leno Jr. Made a big jump last year. Is he making another one this year?
I think so. I think he's really improved in the run game. He's got a couple details to continue to work in pass protection. He's got a little bit of a hitch in one of his sets, and he knows it, and he goes out and you could see him working at it in practice. So he's well aware of what he's got to work on. And as long as a guy puts in the time and effort to improve on his weaknesses, they'll continue to get better, and Charles definitely does that.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox continues exclusively on the home of the Bears. News Radio on 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Back with you and here till 7:30 here on the Bears Coaches Show. Pleased to be joined by Dave Magazoo, our final segment here. Cheer on your Chicago Bears at Soldier Field this season. Select single game tickets available. Visit ChicagoBears.com. At any point this year, has it felt a little bit like, maybe every year because the practice squad changes and you're responsible for coaching up those kids too at different times, mini training camps over the course of a season, especially when you have injuries?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been like a revolving door. I mean, you got guys coming and going, and you know, sometimes you have to make a roster spot and move a guy up, then move him down and bring a new guy in, and you're always trying to find better, maybe find that diamond in the rough that has some tools, and you see some things in that guy, and hey, he might have to wait until next year, but you know, once you get into OTAs and mini camps and stuff, for him to really get a shot. But there's been quite a few guys coming and going.
When you need people, or do they run it by you and say, hey, what do you think? And do you sometimes have to get on a table for somebody and say, hey, this is the guy, I can coach this guy to do this for us? Or do you let the front office do what they do?
Well, I think Ryan and the rest of the scouts and pro personnel people, they do a great job of communicating with the coaches, and I think there's a great working relationship there. And it's like anything else. As a coach, you know, it's great when they ask you your opinion, and then, hey, they're going to do what they think is the best thing. But it's nice that they gather information and get different opinions before they decide what they're going to do. And then you play the cards that you dealt, you know, and you try to make it work.
All right. Well, you've got sons that have played. They played at Division I, and you've got one in Vernon Hills, one of the local schools in the 5A championship. Must be a big thrill as a dad. You got a sophomore son who plays guard and linebacker. Roman is his name. And how big a thrill is that for you as a dad?
I love high school football. I mean, it's like it's in its purest sense of playing football. It is all about winning and competing and, go Cougars. I mean, I'm excited. I think the community's excited. They got a lot of backing, and I'm really excited. I'm not going to have the opportunity to go to Champaign, but it is televised, so I'll have it recorded and have an opportunity to watch it on television when we're done practice.
As a dad and the coaches I've met in this building over the years, one of the saddest things is that you can't get to every game. You know, because those are once-in-a-lifetime moments, and it must tear you up at some level.
Yeah, it really does, you know, because you want to be part of everything that your family's going through, whether it's positive or negative. And this is a great positive thing, and, you know, he's enjoying the experience. And, you know, he'll learn from this, whether they win or lose. And we've talked about it, no matter what happens, enjoy the moment, because it might never happen again, and you'll be able to take something from this and use it later on in your life, whether it's sports related or just in your life. And he's a pretty sharp kid. You know, I think he knows where I'm coming from, and you know, he's heard me preach enough, so he understands you know, what's at stake, and enjoy the moment.
Absolutely. Well, good luck to him, and good luck to Vernon Hills in the 5A championship. All right. Thanks for the time, Coach. We're going to go to John Fox from earlier in tonight's show. The obvious, a lot going on right now for the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say we've had our share of bad breaks, but, hey, nobody comes rescues you. You just got to keep plugging along.
You use that a lot, don't you?
I have this year.
I mentioned this to somebody at the game yesterday, too. Because you do use a lot of the same phrases to explain things. It simplifies everything. And like when you say, hey, it's only fun when you win, I mean, that there's so much truth in that simplicity of that statement. And the same with the no one rescues you. I mean, if players keep hearing that, they got to realize, hey, it's true. It's true to the core.
Well, our guys understand it. You know, I think, the one thing you can't take away is our guys' effort. And, you know, we went into New York and, our guys fought them tooth and nail. I know we came up short, and nobody likes that. It stings our guys, and, they're the ones out there getting banged around. So they get it. I think we've got a good core of guys that they believe in the way we're doing things, and, we'll lean on those guys and that leadership moving forward.
All right, you used the term banged around, and they did. There were a lot of guys banged up, too. So late word this afternoon, Jay Cutler may have a shoulder issue from the game. I know he got sacked four times in the fourth quarter. He had that second snap of the game when he got turfed. He actually petitioned for the call that you got on that one, but what's the status? What's the situation? Is this something to be concerned about?
Well, I mean, he finished the game, and like all of our players, when that's the case, we didn't practice today. We don't practice tomorrow. They have a player's day off. We form back up on Wednesday, and we'll have a pretty good idea and issue our injury report on Wednesday.
All right. There were other injuries, though, that you did discuss today in detail. Let's start with Leonard Floyd, because we talked about it immediately after the game with Tom and I, with you in our interview. There's so much concern with something like that. It seems like you have to lean towards doing things exactly, the doctors do, exactly the way they did it, because you don't know.
Well, for sure. I think one of the encouraging things was when, Leonard went down, obviously it was a scary type of hit, and, one that can be very, very, very serious. And, the doctors do take the precautionary approach and brought the board out. We're very, very cautious with him. We got him to the hospital. He was in the hospital in New Jersey. And he did make our charter flight back. And a lot of people in New York or New Jersey were very helpful in that. But thank God it was nothing super serious. Right now I think he's been diagnosed with a sprained neck, and he's in the concussion protocol.
All right, so very good news. That's big. The worst news, Zach Miller, broken foot. After watching the tape, I know he got stepped on. Did he get stepped on his left and then broke the right? Or, I mean, what was it? And how the guys reacted to him, from what I understand, was just sincere concern for the man because of how good a guy he is. You can't find a better guy in a locker room.
No, he's a great teammate, and got a lot of respect in our locker room, and it has in our tenure here for sure. So, guys were obviously disappointed for him. He was, very disappointed himself. He knew exactly what it was. He had the same thing that happened to him before in his career on his other foot. So, really, they took him for x-rays, and the medical people did their thing. But, I mean, he knew right away. I think he was involved in a pass protection where he actually stepped on the side of the guy's foot, and it rolled and snapped, and he knew exactly what it was, and he was correct.
That's going to wrap up tonight's show. John Fox with us, along with Dave Magazoo. Thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks to our producer, Greg Miller, our producer, Andy Gersher, back in our studios, and Keith Johnson for helping us out. Bears, Titans, and Soldier Field Sunday, 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff. This is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Have a great night, everybody.